Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for dialing into the Me Optimize show today. I just wanted to send a quick note to everyone who's been bearing with the technology issues that I've had on the past two episodes. If it's easier for you or if you are able to, please go ahead and click the link and listen in via the web instead of the dial-in number, because actually there is some good news in some of our tech difficulties. We actually crashed the system last week because we had more callers than what we're allotted for on each call. So if you are able to, please go ahead and click the link to join in on today's episode. If you do not have the link, you can go ahead and email me at tiffany@yourmeo.com requesting that link. Again, that is tiffany@yourmeo.com. That's tiffiny@yourmeo.com. Or if it's easier for you, you can also go ahead and tweet me at @tiffany_dixon. That's tiffiny_dixon. Okay, so now that we have all the tech issues out of the way, also if you for some reason get dropped off the call or you're not hearing anything, please feel free to reach out via the email address or the Twitter handle that I just gave you so that we can make sure that you're able to listen into the entire radio show today. So with that said, I wanted to do a quick recap of the last episode of Me Optimized. We talked about how important it is to debunk the myth that you don't have enough time to get dressed, in the morning or to look cute, because we get dressed every morning. The idea is if you do not take the time to make yourself look whatever your version of cute, sexy, or smart, whatever look it is you're going for that day, how that plays a role in how you go after your career and or love goals. The way you treat yourself is the way your love or life partner will treat you, as well as your boss will treat you. So as soon as you walk into that conference room, you already want your boss to know you mean business about whatever request or whatever project you're about to present. And the same goes for our romantic relationships. When, let's say you're going through a difficult time in your love life with your partner, you don't want them coming home to a soggy, sappy pile of mess and a pile of rundown pajamas. You'd rather them come home to someone who looks like they mean business, they're in charge of their life, and they're ready to go ahead and enter into a meaningful and productive conversation about how to move forward. So that's just debunking the myth of how you don't have enough time to get dressed for them and affect your career and or love life. We all have the same amount of time in the morning, and I guarantee you the same time that it takes for you to put on a baggy t-shirt and some old jeans is the same time that it will take you to get dressed in your style uniform. Now you might be asking, style uniform? What's my style uniform? Uniform? That sounds easy, right? It's very easy. Your uniform will consist of things that are tailored to your style based on your body type and lifestyle. So to go ahead and get into today's episode, today is all about the ABCs of your body type. What do I mean by ABCs? I mean, what part of your body should you accentuate? What part should you balance? And what parts should you camouflage because maybe you're not comfortable with that part? Maybe for some people it's even the best part of their body, but maybe it gets too much attention for them. So I just want to bring that down a little bit. So those are the ABCs. That's accentuate, balance, and camouflage. Now, what are the body types? Here's the thing. We've all heard about body types when it comes to women. But before I get into the body types for women, I just want to go ahead and point out that men have body types too. For men, there are three basic body types that I want to go ahead and point out. The first one is what I like to call the Adonis. Oh, yes, he has arms of steel and his shoulders are nice and wide, but his legs are just as skinny as a broomstick. So he basically looks like your everyday triangle. That is your Adonis. The next body type for men is your lion. He's evenly balanced. He's fit and or muscular, because you know you don't have to be the same thing. Some of us are very fit and we don't work out, so our muscle level is a bit low. But the lion just looks, in my opinion, the most manliest of all of the body types, because he's evenly balanced. He's got great legs. He's a match. Now here we go with our next body type for men. This is our bear. We just love wrapping up to him and giving him a big old hug and getting wrapped up in his strong arms and strong stomach as well. I mean, you know, that's the best way that I can think about saying that, guys. Yes, the bear, he's big and he's strong and he's a little bit thicker in the midsection. He carries most of his weight in his upper body and midsection. So that's the bear. So there you have it. There are types for men. We have Adonis, the lion, and the bear. And in just a few minutes, I'll get into how we can accentuate, balance, and camouflage each of these body types. Now, what are the five body types for women? If you're like me, you've heard of every single shape and figure you can think about when it comes to defining a woman's body type. I mean, we're called Coke bottles, we're called beer bottles, we're called guitars, we're called light bulbs, just everything under the sun. Well, for me, I've identified five basic body types that you can rest assured you will be one of these. And what are they? The first one is a newspaper. Think about it. A newspaper is straight up and down, has little to no definition in the midsection. So if you are a newspaper, and I will get into how to identify which body type you are in just a few minutes, ladies, but to begin with, I'm just going to go over the general idea of how to visually pinpoint each body type. So if you're a newspaper, little to no definition in your waist. And just to point out, your body type will not change based on weight change, as in, okay, you've gained that extra 15 pounds that you were looking to lose, so now you're thinking, oh, I used to be a newspaper, but now I must be a pear or an apple because I've gained weight. No, your body type does not depend on your weight change. It actually is based on your bone structure. So a little bit later on, when we get into how to identify your body type, we're going to measure three specific points. That is your shoulder line, your waistline, and your hip line. Okay, so what's the next body type? The next body type is the apple. And you'll know if you are this body type because you tend to carry and gain most of your weight in your midsection. You tend to have long, lean legs, and probably these are legs that you're showing off, but most of your weight is gained in your midsection. Now, I just want to go back for a second when I give some examples. An example of a newspaper female body type would be your everyday model. You know, she's basically straight up and down. Clothing fits her very well. It just hangs on her as a designer would like it to on most women. And a celebrity example would be, let's see, a celebrity example of, would be like your Kate Moss, you know, and that's on the slender line. For a more heavy set newspaper, you want to go ahead and think of someone like a Rosie O'Donnell. She is more of a newspaper with little to no definition in the waist area. Now, moving on, we've already identified visually the newspaper, the apple, and now I want to go into the pear. The pear body type has wider hips, and you usually can tell a pear because their hips are a bit visually wider than their shoulder bones. Now, a celebrity example of a pear would be someone like your Beyonce or your, I'm losing my thought here, the woman who plays on The Voice. She's a judge on The Voice. She has that song about hips don't lie. Perfect for her. She's a pair. She should know a lot about hips. And she does have great style, so I'm sure she knows the ABCs of working her hips and not letting them lie to you. Now, the next body type is your hourglass. How do you know your hourglass? They are usually what, you know, society would call the bombshells. You know, like, they've got breasts, they've got hips, and everything just seems aligned. And to show off how balanced their upper body is with their lower body, they have well-defined waist. Now, the iconic example of an hourglass is your Marilyn Monroe. And if you can visually think of Marilyn Monroe, she was always snatched at the waist so that you knew without a shadow of a doubt that her upper body, you know, was matching her lower body and she had her waist defined and there was no getting it confused with her. The next body type I want to talk about is your lamp. I like to call this one my Tiffany lamp. Now, with this body type, your shoulders will be just a bit wider than your hip line. And a celebrity example of this would be Sherry Shepherd from The View. If you can, you know, visually think of Sherry Shepherd, you can see how her shoulder lines are much wider than her hip lines. Now, Tiffany lamps are also confused what we like to call colloquially the top heavy women, but it's, like I said earlier, it's not all about your weight or how big your breasts are. What we're actually measuring for, which I'm going to get into how to measure and identify your body type right now from home, all you need to do is grab a marker or a pen and a few sheets of blank paper and some tape. But until we get there, as I was saying, with the Tiffany lamp, they are often confused with people who are more well endowed in the breast area. But as I just described, it really has nothing to do with whether your weight goes up or down. It's all about measuring your shoulder, your waist, and your hips. So, just going to get into that in a few moments. But before we get into how to identify the female body types, I just want to go ahead and let you all know that tomorrow at 9 p.m. on the Life Coach Chat Network, we are having an episode of Developing Self-Love Through Self-Acceptance. In this episode, one of the most popular songs of her career, the late Whitney Houston sang that learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. In this episode, of the Life Coach Chat Network, coaches Barb Hetzel, Dexter Cicero, and Tim Belitcher discuss the importance of self-acceptance and the role it plays in learning to love oneself. Just like Whitney Houston sang in her song, where she said, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. You can catch that episode of Developing Self-Love Through Self-Acceptance tomorrow at 9 p.m. You can dial in at 646-716-797, or you can tune in via the link that you've clicked in to today. Okay, so getting back to understanding or being able to identify our body types, I'm actually going to go ahead and dive into the three male body types first. And as I'm getting ready to do that, let's just get one thing straight. Men have body types. We've already identified three of them. There are people who will fight me on this, not physically, but verbally. You know, they give me that eye and they say, male body types, I don't know. Like, aren't they all just the same? Does it really matter for guys? All that stuff is just for women. Well, here's the thing. It matters for all guys, straight or gay. And let me tell you why. Because for straight men, there are certain things that you might want to camouflage that can come across as deal breakers to ladies. One thing that I know for myself, and you know, I hate to admit it, but I really want to be honest with all of you on Me Optimized. I have a hard time looking at a guy with man boobs. So in that case, you need to understand if you are, you know, having a body type that has man boobs and how to work with that. Now, once you take your shirt off and, you know, you're all right, well, I'm going into another show. That's a whole nother episode, but just trust me. Men have body types too, and one man in particular, he's on one of these VH1 shows or Real Housewives of something or another. I'm not sure what his name is. I think he's on some show called Queens of Fashion, but I really wish that he would tune in to me optimize right now for what I'm about to say, because I see him parading around with his itty-bitty shorts and his billowing tops. And let me just tell you, sir, whatever your name is, I'm sorry, I can't remember. You, sir, are an Adonis, which means you are shaped like a triangle. You have a wider top than your bottom. Now, if you want to take on the role of dressing in a more femme style, it's going to be even more imperative for someone like you to understand how to dress your body type. So first things first, what should you accentuate? Actually, you're going to accentuate the fact that your upper body is larger, stronger than your lower body. What does this mean? This means you do not want to hide behind larger, billowy shirts, because all that is going to do is to make your legs look even smaller and skinnier. So what you want to do is do actually the reverse. And the reverse will help you balance a disproportionate ratio between your upper body and lower body. What does reversing this mean? That means stay away from skinny jeans and slim fitting trousers. Or for my friend on the Real Housewives of this or that, you want to stay away from Texas Dukes, the little shorts with the high heels, because it is completely throwing off the balance of your body type. So what should you camouflage? Well, your slim legs, because slim legs on a male body type is not something that is ideal. It's not something that is attractive. So how do we do this? You want to stay with wide leg jeans and trousers. Now, I know that magazines like GQ are featuring men like Denzel and David Beckham and throwback suits with slim cut slacks. And this is great. It looks fabulous on some people, but this is not a trend that you want to follow. So, Mr. Adonis, there you have it. You want to accentuate the fact that your upper body is stronger than your lower. You want to balance the fact that you have a smaller lower body with wide leg jeans and staying away by all means from skinny jeans. And you want to camouflage the fact that you have slim legs. So that means not only should you stay away from skinny jeans, but you want to go in the exact opposite direction and get yourself some wide leg or boot cut jeans. So now that we've identified our Adonis body type, I just want to go ahead and see if I have any questions on the line. I'm going to briefly check Twitter and see if there's anyone who's connecting with me there. And then we're going to go right into the next body type for men, which is the lion. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for holding. It doesn't look like I have any questions or callers questions on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and get into the lion body type for men. Now, how do you identify your body type? If you're like me, you love football, and I love the Super Bowl. Even if I don't watch the entire season, I'm just big on watching the game. Honestly, I don't even watch the commercials like most people. But in reference to identifying the lion body type, there was one particular commercial. Some of you may remember. I have no clue if it was for Timex, if it was for a Ford car, BMW, or a food commercial. I have no idea. But I do know that there was this man flying through the air with all these muscles just looking at me as I looked at it from my iPad, because like I told you, I rarely watch the commercials, and I actually had to Google this because women would not stop talking about how fine or how hot this man was. And when I looked at this commercial, I immediately knew why. Because he has the body type of a lion. He's balanced. He has strong muscles in his arms, and he's got the legs to match. And balance, whether we believe it or not, scientifically, we're drawn to that, whether it be balance in something we're seeing visually or even balance in our food. Because as you know, if you're into, you know, food like I am, if you're a bit of a foodie, you know that there has to be a balance between flavors for something to taste well. So the same holds true visually. So there you have it. That's how you can visually see if you're talking to a lion. His upper body matches his lower body. Now, how would you accentuate the lion's body? You always want to make sure that you accentuate and you focus on that waist. Do not ever let your waist billow out, because lions work hard for the bodies that they have. And if you don't show that you have a defined waist, you could completely throw off your body type and actually lean more towards a bear. Now, what should you balance, since everything is already kind of balanced, right? Well, actually, there isn't really much for you to balance besides the fact that you want to go back to what you should accentuate. Always have on a belt. Always wear pants that are, if you're afraid to wear something that is on the skinnier side, like skinny jeans, always look for a slim cut. You want to stay away from things that are top and bottom. So baggy jeans with an oversized shirt, not so much. Like I said, that will make you err on the bare side of things. So stick with your muscle shirts or your more slim-fitting shirts and slim jeans and things like that. What should you camouflage? Well, luckily for the lion, unless you're gaining weight, which you might tend to gain weight in your midsection and lean more towards a bear, there really isn't much for you to camouflage outside of balancing the fact that your upper body and your lower body are both balanced. So the way that you identify a lion is, you know, instinctively, you're more drawn to them, ladies, or visually, their upper body and their lower body are balanced, even cut, that's it. And they should accentuate the fact that their upper body and lower body are in balance. And they also want to give a visual balance of their body by wearing things that are not billowing on top and bottom at the same time. And there is little to nothing to camouflage, thankfully, on this body type. So now that we've gone over all three of our male body types, I want to go ahead and let you all know what's going on Wednesday night on the Life Coach Radio. Wednesday at 8 p.m., join the Life Coach Radio Network for a show where you will listen to extraordinary stories of love and selfless giving by two ordinary people that experience monumental personal odds as caregivers. Through their individual guests will shed some much-needed light on issues such as resilience, guilt, faith, and coping mechanisms that individuals are caring for and ill loved one face. You'll learn issues such as resilience, guilt, faith, and coping mechanisms that individuals that are caring for an ill loved one often face. So now, going back to my female body type, excuse me for a second, but I do tend to pay just a little bit more precise detail descriptions and identifying mechanisms to our female body type, only because, you know, I feel like we drive ourselves crazy more than guys do. And maybe because I'm a woman, I don't know. But ladies, on the line, if you heard me earlier, I was asking you to grab a few sheets of paper. I like to say you need about six, but depending on your height, you want to make sure that you have enough to tape to the wall and cover going down the wall, at least from your neckline to just below your hip line or to the widest, just below your waistline, I'm sorry, or the widest part of your hip. Now, once you have your paper, and again, this is later, so I can talk you through this. And if you don't have time to find the paper, or you just rather not right now, or you're driving home from work, I completely understand. You can go ahead and listen to this link later on in the archives of our network, or you can just hopefully try to remember the instructions that I'm giving you, and you can identify your body type later. But for now, I'll just go over how to identify your body type and the ABCs of each one of them. For the most part, we all kind of have a general idea for what body type we are, and some of us might even be a combination of two body types. That's getting way more detailed into things, and that's a service that I provide for my style coaching clients. If that's something that you think you might want to get more involved in, which would be really going over your body type, you know, your balance points on your body, which is way more intense than just the ABCs, as well as, you know, creating a uniform for your body type, I will go ahead and give you that information on how you can contact me later to have a full-on style coaching session with me. Now, hopefully I've given you ladies enough time to tape your paper to the wall. The next thing I want you to do is grab a Sharpie, which is, you know, a marker or a pen. Now, and also, I just want you ladies to know you're not in this by yourself. I'm here in my studio doing the very same thing with you. So what you're going to do now is stand against the wall with your back facing the wall. Go ahead and take the Sharpie or the marker or pen or pencil, whatever writing instrument you're using, and place one dot at the very top of your shoulder. I want you to kind of graze your shoulder with the Sharpie and make one dot so that you get it as close to you would have that dot as you would if you were to literally stick the Sharpie through your shoulder. Sorry to be so graphic. Now that you've done that, I want you to move on to your next point. The next point will be you're going to have to raise your arm a little bit for this one. And I want you to feel in, because some people aren't used to feeling their sides. We're looking for our waist now. Most people get their waistline confused, thinking that it's right above your hip. It's not. It's right under your rib cage. So I want you to go ahead and just feel in a little bit and find out, okay, where's my rib cage? Where does it end? Okay, so right, I would say it's right in the middle of your like stomach area, but on the side. I want you to take the Sharpie again and just put a dot right behind you on that wall. That's going to be our second point. Now we're going to move on to the third point on the body. That is your hip bone. Now your hip bone is going to be probably at the widest part of your hip when you look at yourself in the mirror. If you can reach in and feel that spot as well, you can actually feel the hip bone, or at least a very sturdy part of your hip. Now go ahead, take that Sharpie and just make a dot on that area as well. Now, if you step back away from your sheets of paper on the wall here, you should see three basic dots. Now, what I want you to do is go ahead and connect them with one single line. And while I'm waiting for everyone to connect their various dots, I'm just going to go ahead and check in on Twitter as well as Facebook and see if I have any questions from any of my callers who are on the line. Because as I've explained earlier, I've been experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. I know that when you dial into Blog Talk Radio, it prompts you to press 1 if you would like to speak with the host, myself. I've been told that some people are pressing 1, but unfortunately, I'm not getting the prompt. So I'm just going to create a workaround here. If anyone has my cell number, you can also go ahead and reach me that way. All of my clients have my cell number. You can reach me via text or email or Twitter. Again, my Twitter handle is TiffinyDixon, D-I-X-O-N. That's Tiffany_Dixon. That's for Twitter. And my email is tiffiny@yourmeo.com. That's tiffiny@yourmeo.com. And if anyone would like to text, you know, seems to be the way of the world these days, you can text me, which will probably be the fastest way to get your question answered, at 347-815-3111. Again, that number is 347-815-3111. Okay, so now that we've connected the dots of our body types, you will probably begin to see exactly what body type you are. A lot of the women who come to my style empowerment workshops, where this is one of the interactive things that we do, you know, as soon as they stand up and they're like, oh, my body type identified, they get all nervous when they look at me and they're like, okay, are you going to pull out a measuring tape? I won't pull it out unless you really want me to. Again, these are more detailed ways I get into style development with some of my clients. But if you're like the women who join my style workshops, they stand back from the paper and they're like, oh, wow, it does kind of look like a pear. So with that said, what you want to do is connect the dots. Connect the dots. Now look at it. If your line is predominantly straight, now, again, no one's line will be a straight line. So if you're a newspaper and you're trying to measure with the Wall Street Journal, it's not going to happen. And I hope that you already knew that. But if you did, I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to happen. None of us are just straight up and down newspapers. It's just the best way to visually think about describing our body types. But if your line kind of stays right down the middle, you know you're a newspaper. Now, if you're an apple, your line will be just a bit wider on that middle dot. Now, if you're a pear, you'll see that your first two dots are pretty much aligned, but then your bottom dot is a little to the left or the right, depending on which way you drew your line. But you'll see that the first two dots, okay, we're going straight down, and then pew, off to the left for the pears. That's how you know that you're a pear. Now, if you're an hourglass, your line will look a lot like an hourglass. It will pretty much go from top. It will make a sharp inward turn, and then again back out for the last dot, which would be your hip. Now, I just want to borrow hourglasses. A lot of my more petite women are not grasping that they too can be an hourglass, because women like, you know, Marilyn Monroe have filled our heads with the idea that an hourglass is a more voluptuous body, and you know, she's got the 34 body type. That's not the case for most women. So if your line is, you know, not as indented as you thought it would be, well, you know what? You're not Kim Kardashian. I'm not Kim Kardashian. You know, no one's ever going to be Marilyn Monroe, who the hourglass was basically named after. But if there is some indentation in there, and your top dot and your bottom dot are aligned, you are, in fact, an hourglass. I myself am a petite hourglass coming in at a, you know, I don't want to say my weight or my size, because in another episode, you'll actually learn how to never weigh yourself again or look at the size of your outfits again. Like I said, that will be in coming episodes. So stay tuned. So yes, and then the last body type that we're going to identify as you step away and look at your sheets of paper on the wall is the Tiffany lamp. And you will know if you are a Tiffany lamp, and just like a pear knows it's a pear, your lines are pretty much, your first two dots are pretty much in line with each other. And it's that bottom dot, whereas in your pear, the bottom dot was set off to the right. With the Tiffany lamp, it's actually inset to the left, or depending on which way you're looking at things. But basically, your two top dots are right in line with each other, and then the bottom dot makes a sharp turn in. As we're in your pair, it made a sharp turn out. So now that we've identified visually our body types, I want to go ahead and ask again if anyone has any questions. I know that we had a listener from our last episode who was telling me that she was struggling with, you know, dressing, or she was struggling with identifying the ABCs for her body type, because based on her comment, it seems to me she kind of already knows what her body type is. It sounds like she's leaning more towards apple. But if you're on the line, caller, I would really love to see what your feedback is after our little exercise there. So let me go ahead and see if you're on the line and looking to kind of do a follow-up question to our exercise that we just did. Okay, so the caller is currently not on the line. Hopefully she'll be able to listen in later to the archive link of today's episode of Me Optimize, which will be available shortly after the call is over. Okay, so now that we've identified ourselves and we're like, what? I'm a newspaper. Excuse me, I'm an apple. No, you see the lines? I'm a pear. I'm an hourglass or a Tiffany lamp. Want to go into more details for each of them. Let's go ahead and start the newspaper. So, for a newspaper, what would we think we would be accentuating? Well, on a newspaper, it's going to be all about the legs. All about the legs, because the legs, for you, are the last place where you gain weight. So, for the most part, they're going to stay lean, no matter what side of that dreadful 15 pounds we're on. So I would say, you know, look for some skirts that are, depending on people and or age, some people feel that, you know, after a certain age, you shouldn't be wearing a certain thing. I, of course, say it depends on how your legs look, but definitely look for a length that will show at least your calves. So we're talking maybe 1 or 2 inches above the knee. Again, depending on your age and comfort level, you can take that higher if you would like. Now, what is your balance point? What should you balance? Well, what you want to balance is the fact that there is little to no definition in your waistline. Now, how will you do that? Actually, the way to do that for a newspaper is a combination of balancing and camouflaging. So, like I said, what you're looking to balance is the fact that there's little to no definition in your waist. And what you would want to camouflage is your lack of curve. Now, how would you do this? Look for billowing tops, any tops with ruffles, anything that flows, anything that's more in the alluring side, where it just has that extra fabric that can pick up on a summer night and give the eye the illusion that, you know what, in the wind, the way the ruffles picked up, I thought I saw a hip. It doesn't matter what they actually saw. You just want to give yourself some more volume with your clothing. So definitely look for your ruffles, your billowing top. As I described earlier, you want to focus on your legs. So look for tunics that are wider on top, that we can't really see what's going on under there, but Jesus, we can see that you have some amazing legs. So there you have it. That's the accentuate, balance, and camouflage for a newspaper. Now, the next body type I'm going to get into is the apple. But before I do that, I always ask if there are questions, and no one has any questions. But as soon as I start to really get into the accentuate, balance, and camouflage, the ABCs for each body type, people start getting, I don't know if you start getting nervous or what, or you just start getting more comfortable as you hear that every body type has something that you want to accentuate. We're all created equal, and we all have our own unique beauties. So with that said, I'm going to, again, give away my contact information. If you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make at this time, go ahead and text me at 347-815-3111. Again, that's 347-815-3111. 3111. If you prefer to email, that's tiffany@yourmeal.com. Gonna spell that out for you. That's tiffiny@yourmeal.com. And if Twitter is easier for you, you can always tweet me at tiffiny_Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. That's Tiffany_Dixon. And if you can't remember that, you should be able to remember the name of the show, which is Me Optimized. Simply send a tweet and tag it, hashtag Me Optimized, and I will get that tweet from you and go ahead and answer your question live on the air. Also, I'm giving away another ticket to come for a free taping of The View with me and the creator and executive producer for our Life Coach Network, Russell Perry. If you are interested in that, please go ahead and tweet me with your comments about today's show. You can tweet, text, or email, whichever is easier for you. Just give me some feedback. Let me know what you enjoy. Let me know what you hated. We're looking to optimize so that you can start to see it as your best style tool to optimize your personal style. So now, going back to identifying our body types. The next body type is your apple. Now, the ABCs for the apple are, you want to accentuate, like the newspaper, your long legs. But the difference for you, as opposed to the newspaper, is we want to make sure that as we accentuate our long legs, that we are giving ourselves enough room in our upper body garment so that we're not starting to look like we swallowed something that's just sitting in our stomach, and we're not looking like we just have itty bitty little legs sticking out from a skirt. So make sure that you are looking for something that accentuates your legs. It should be at least 1 to 2 inches on or above the knee, but something that's not form-fitting. That's the difference between a newspaper and an apple. Both are accentuating the legs, but the apple wants to make sure that their top garment is not form-fitting. So what should the apple balance? The apple should focus on balancing the ratio between the waist and the hips, because there is basically little to no definition in this area. You want to actually create some balance in this area. Now, how will you do that? Look for dresses that have cinching on the side or in the front. So that way it gives you the illusion of a more defined waist. Now, you're probably thinking, well, doesn't that sound like something I should camouflage? You're absolutely right. Your waistline is also an area that you'll want to camouflage. Now, the apple, when done right, can look just like an hourglass. If you ask me, I think before her pregnancy, Kim Kardashian was wearing some type of body garment that really cinched her waistline and just made her hourglass look like she was trying to resurrect Marilyn Monroe and say, "What's up? They named the hourglass after me." So, Apple, I just want you to understand that the more you define that waistline, now whether you do it with a simple garment that has cinching on the waist or whether you decide to go a little bit more hardcore and do it with some body-shaping garments, you can really err on the line of an hourglass and visually look like that if that's what you're looking to do. As the hourglass is the most balanced of the body types. Now, an undergarment that I absolutely adore, and no, ladies, this is not an endorsement. I'm not getting any money off of this. I don't sell this product, but I do stand firmly behind the Body Magic because I've seen what it can do for other women, for other body types, and I just think it's an awesome product. It's about $149.99, I believe. This is what it was about maybe 2 years ago. It should be about the same price. If you're interested in checking this product out, it's not sold in stores. It's sold strictly by independent retailers. if I were you, I would go online and just do a quick Google search and reach out to a few of the independent retailers. Let them know that you're interested. They will have to make an appointment with you to measure your body, because one of the things I love about Body Magic is that it doesn't come by size. You can't just say, okay, let me get that in a 12. Let me get, you know, the Body Magic in a 12. Let me get the waist binder in a 14. It doesn't work like that. It goes specifically by your body measurements, which is another reason why I really love that product. But I will warn you, their independent retailers are very, very aggressive. Once they have your information, they'll keep hounding you. They'll keep trying. So, like I said, I do not endorse that product, nor do I stand behind them when they annoy the you-know-what out of you. So reach out to them at your own discretion and just be ready for hardcore sales pitches. So there you have it. That is the apple. You want to accentuate your legs, balance the waist-to-hip ratio, and camouflage the lack of definition in your waist area. Moving on to our next body type, which is the pear. And as we already said, the pear is identified by having wider hips than the shoulder line. Now, what the pear is looking to accentuate is their small, well-defined waist. I mean, if you, most pears, you look at them, you just like envy their waist. Because usually, no matter if their waist is a 26 or a 36, when it's compared to their hips, it looks like, well, that's the perfect waist to hip ratio right there. So that's something that you always want to point out. And the way to do that would actually be to wear things to hide the waist. I know a lot of my pairs, you know, there's some stylists out there who will tell you, you know, go ahead and get a blazer that falls well below the waistline because you want the line to, no, blah, 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 blah. I am not about hiding behind your body. I'm more about, listen, this is my body. These are my curves. The best way to embrace them and have your best confidence is to let your body shine through your personal style. So I say go ahead and look for dresses and shirts and blazers that actually define the waist, right? Now, how you want to balance your body type is at the same time that you're looking for jackets and shirts that define your waist, you also want to find in the very same jacket or shirt something that adds more volume to your shoulders. So if you can find a shirt, jacket, dress, whatever it is that actually adds, draws attention to your waistline, at the same time it might have sharp shoulder blades or it might have ruffles on the shoulder or it might have extra fabric, whatever it is, all of that extraness in the fabric needs to be happening at your shoulder line. That's there. That's it. Nowhere else. And do not let it fall below the waist area as we go into what should a pair camouflage. Now, I don't want you to think I'm fit, though. I know I just said earlier the best way to, like, show confidence in your body is to accept your body type, yada, 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 all the other stuff I said that I hope you remember. But now I'm saying to you that you also want to camouflage. And for the pair, I don't necessarily mean camouflage in the way of like, okay, hide it, I'm ashamed of my hips, but you don't want to make them appear larger than what they are. And what I mean by this is stay away from jeans that have wide pockets on the side. Stay away from any slacks that have extra stitching on the pockets. Also, stay away from these juicy couture pants that have juicy written across the back. And let me tell you this. If you need to advertise that it's juicy, then, you know, you should be logging into a different show. I don't want to get into how I feel about ladies being ladies, but come on, let's advertise other things. But, yeah, stay away from anything that brings a lot of extra attention to your hips, because as we've already stated, the hips on a pair are going to stand out no matter what you do. So the last thing you want to do
is exaggerate them and completely throw the balance of your body type off. Because as we stated earlier, we were going over some of the male body types, like your Adonis, your lion, and your bear. Visually, as humans, we're drawn to things that are balanced. So you don't want to appear to be, oh, okay, she's on thighs and nothing else. Okay, let me get out of here. You know, you just want to make sure that you keep things balanced. So go ahead and find your shirts and tops that have some extra billowing or ruffles on the shoulder. Go ahead and make sure you show your waist by getting jackets that stop at the waistline, or get jackets or sweaters or anything that falls at the widest part of your hip, because that will just, again, throw your balance completely off and make your thighs actually look bigger. And you want to camouflage your wider hips by staying away from things that draw attention directly to the hip, while ignoring the other beautiful things about your body, like your waist and your small and petite shoulders. So there are the ABCs for the pear. Now we've gone over the pear, the newspaper, and the apple. The next body type I'm going to get into is your hourglass. Now, you know your hourglass, as we stated earlier, because their shoulder line and their hip line are pretty much in proportion with each other, and there's a well-defined waist area. Now, for an hourglass, what they want to accentuate is actually their balance, because their upper body and their lower body are very well balanced. So you want to show that off, because if you don't, you will no doubt end up looking like another body type. And one of the things I want to point out to an hourglass, we all love talking about how, hourglass is the perfect body type, and I wish I had that body type. Let me tell you something that you need to take heed to, all you hourglasses out there, including myself. If you do not show off your waist, you will throw your body type off and look at least 5 to 10 pounds heavier. That's right, 5 to 10 pounds heavier. So I don't care if you're on the opposite side of the 15-pound ratio that you're trying to lose. And you're like, oh, my waist isn't where I want it to be. I am telling you, as, hello, this is Tiffany, your style coach, you want to make sure that you put a belt on and stop it with the big oversized T-shirts. And what are these other shirts? They have these other shirts that you put them on and they have elastic at the bottom and they kind of like snap around the hips or just below the waist. And it just does nothing to me but make you look like you're expecting. And then I'm all stressed out thinking, are you 3 months or are you just an hourglass hiding behind that shirt? So please, if nothing else for me, always wear something that shows off your waist and defines your waist. Because as an hourglass, whether you are a petite, and when I say petite, I don't mean that you are bone thin. I just mean that you're smaller. Maybe you're a 0 or 2. Or 4 hourglass. Doesn't matter if you're a petite hourglass or a full-size hourglass, you are balanced on your top half and your bottom half, which means for you, for your body, you have a fuller bosom. So what does that mean? Like I always say, you know, I'm a smaller female, but I have a fuller bosom. I'm coming in at a 28E. So that means for me, if I'm not showing off my waist area, and you're just looking at, you know, me standing in front of you, you might say, well, is she a newspaper? Or depending on if the shirt is like blowing in there, is she an apple or is she 3 months pregnant? Which would really freak me out, but that's a whole other episode, and I'm sure my grandmother would like to hear me say something differently. But you know what? It's my show, me optimize. Okay, back to the topic here. So there you have it. There's the accentuate for the hourglass. Now, what should the hourglass balance? As I've already said over and over, you want to make sure that your shoulder and your hips are showing that they are in balance. So for you, the accentuate and the balance are really one and the same. It just means it goes back to the same point. Always make sure that you are showing that you have a defined waist area. This does not have to mean that you have the waist area that you want. It just means that your waist in ratio to your hip and your shoulder is smaller. So what should you camouflage? Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing again. You're going to camouflage the fact that if you do not show that there's definition in your waist, that you can veer off and look like a completely different body type. You could look like a pear. I'm sorry, you could look like an apple, or you can just be, or you can make yourself look like you are 5 to 10 pounds heavier. And I'm sorry, but I've never met. Well, no, I haven't met. Actually, let me remember. Most people do not want to be 5 to 10 pounds heavier. And if you do, there's a way to do it without throwing off the balance of your body type, hourglass beauties out there. So there you have it. There is the accentuate balance and camouflage points for your hourglass. The next and final body type that we're going to get into this evening is the lamp. And I like to call this body type my Tiffany lamp, because most lamps, they walk in and they're like, you know, growing up, my sister was a pear, and all the boys liked her because, like, when she put on her 501 Levi's, that's what was cool when I was growing up. Don't judge me. I know I look a little bit younger, but that's what they were into. When she was wearing her jeans back, you know, in high school, all the boys would look at her, and no one ever looked at me, and they would just tell me how fat I was, but I wasn't fat. I wore the same size. Like I said earlier, when we were identifying or talking about how to visually identify a Tiffany lamp, typically they are called top heavy. Yes, their tops may be heavier than their bottoms, but not every Tiffany lamp has a weight issue. So, like I said, a celebrity example of a Tiffany lamp is Sherry Shepherd from The View. So what should you accentuate as a Tiffany lamp? And just so you know, I like to call them, as I was getting into earlier, Tiffany lamps, because they just come in feeling so defeated about their body type. So, you know, I just want to show them a little bit of extra love and say, you're my beauty. So, you know, stand up and be proud of your body type. So what you want to accentuate are your long, beautiful, like we heard with some of the other body types. So there's no reason for you to feel less attractive or less feminine. There's just, you know, some different tricks that we'll have to deploy with this body type, if you will. So the first one is to accentuate your long legs. And while you're accentuating your long legs, stay away from form-fitting tops, just like your apple. Because as you're accentuating your legs, you don't want to emphasize the fact that your upper body is wider than your lower body. So you want to look for balloon tops. You want to look for A-line skirts. Definitely stick with A-line skirts. And as you're looking to balance your body type, you might be thinking, well, what should I balance for my body type? You actually want to balance the fact that your upper body is wider than your lower body. So, again, as we just said with accentuate, go ahead and look for bottoms that are more billowing, like your A-line skirts. Definitely staying away from pencil skirts. I know that all the fashion magazines and blogs are talking about them, but you definitely want to stay away from your pencil skirts. And the last item for this body type is camouflaging. What do you want to camouflage? You want to camouflage, most importantly, the fact that there is little to no definition between your waist and your hip bone. So, again, the same rule is going to apply. Just stay away from shirts that are a lot of extra fabric at the top. So, actually, what the pair was looking to do with the shoulder blades and the ruffle tops, you want to make sure that you never do that. And Sherry Shepherd on The View gets it wrong almost every day, and she drives me nuts. If you
happened to be at the filming of The View with me this Wednesday, you'll see me kind of passing out from what she's wearing. But anyway, I am getting ready to wrap things up. I hope that you all enjoyed the show and that you learned a lot about the ABCs of your body type. Please join me again on June 22nd on our next episode of Me Optimized. Again, the contact information is tiffany@yourmeal.com. That's my email. My Twitter handle is tiffany_Dixon. And my phone number, if you'd like to text me your questions directly, is 347-815-3111. I hope you all enjoyed tonight's episode of Me Optimized. And go ahead and work the ABCs of your body type. Good night.